second half, not Lamed Vav Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom, Shila Bar Avino. To quickly review what we learned at the end of yesterday's shiur. We learned at the end of yesterday's shiur that there's a three-way machlokes between Rav Shmuel and Rav Yitzchak. What is the halacha if a woman had a riya while she was pregnant? What should she do? So Rav said she could go to the mikveh that night. He explained, Rav said that really we don't have to worry about that riya, but that he still wants her to go to the mikveh that night. Shmuel, like a nida, Shmuel said that she should go to the mikveh only the next day because we treat her like a shemer shom keneged yom that only goes to the mikveh the next day. And Rav Yitzchak said that we make a difference if she saw the dam in the Yimei Ziva, then we could ignore it, the 11 days of Ziva. If she saw the dam in the Yimei Nida, then the halacha is she is tamei. Says the Gemara, and this is where we begin the shiur today. Shila Bar Avina, Ovid of the Kavasi the Rav. Shila Bar Avina was a Talmud of Rav, and he acted according to the Pesach of Rav. Kinoch Nafshi the Rav, as Rav passed away, interesting, the Pnei Yeshu makes a very interesting observation. One of the most fundamental halachas of Hilchas Nida, if not the most fundamental halacha that we've quoted many times, is the din of Reb Zeira. The Benois Yisrael HaChmira Atzmam, Afilu Roaz Tipas Dam Kechadol, even if they saw the smallest amount of dam, Yosh Salav Zayin Nekiyim. So says the Pnei Yeshua, obviously, that in the time of Shela Bar Avina, they didn't have that Chumrah. Because our Gemara is going to begin to discuss exactly what, when, where. If the Halacha is like Reb Zeira, so it's all immaterial. As soon as there's the smallest Riyah, you have to have Zayin Nekiyim. So it's interesting, he says, that at the time of Rav, that Chumrah wasn't yet in place. So Shela Bar Avina, of the Kavasei the Rav. Kinoch Nafshi the Rav. When Rav passed away, Omle le Rav Asi, he told Rav Asi, Zil Tzanei. Go tell him not to act this way anymore. Viloi Tzayis. And if he refuses to pay attention to what I say, Tzanei. Try to Garye. Viloi Tzayis, if he doesn't listen, try to persuade him. So Farshim asked, what does it mean that Rav changed his mind and that he now wanted Rav Asi to tell this to Shela? So many Rishonim say what it meant is that he was going to be more makel, that you don't even have to follow what Rav says and we could agree to the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak, that she's not tamei at all. But the Mefarshim ask, if that's the case, we're going to begin learning now a piece of Gemara, what happened that he wasn't ready to pay attention. What's the difference? So he's being machmer. Why does that bother us if he's being machmer? Why is it such a big deal? So I saw the Mefarshim explain a very important concept, that if al pidin, a woman is mut to a husband, one can't be machmer. And just to be machmer in Hilchas Nida is inappropriate. Others say different pshatim, because as we've learned, if somebody is not tamei, and he touches truma, he touches kachim, it's fine. If he is tamei, they have to be burned. So this person, if he thinks we're passing like Rav, will hold that he's tamei, and make the truma burnt when it shouldn't be burnt. Another pshat is that we know, as we've learned, that we'll continue learning. All of the halachas of Hilchas Nida are very connected to all sorts of calculations. And if you tamei your Torah, have a very profound effect on that. And therefore, you have to know, if you indeed are tamei your Torah, you can't just say, I'll be machmer, because it could come out with a kula, with the wrong calculation. However, there are the pshatim, because of this question, that say that actually, what Rav meant to say to Rav Asi, is as we said at the beginning of this year, originally, Rav said that you could go to the mikveh that night. Shmuel said, as we said, that you could only go to the mikveh the next day. And that's what happened. Rav ultimately agreed that Shmuel's psak was correct and she shouldn't go to the mikveh until the next day. And now he was asking Rav Asi to tell that to Shayla. And if Shayla didn't pay attention, he should try Gariah to convince him. But says the Gemara, who suffer? Rav Asi made an error. And he thought that what Rav meant to say was Gadye. That if Shayla won't listen to what I have to say, put him to Cherim. So says the Gemara. Amalei, Basta Nach Nafshei. So Rav Asi only had the opportunity to say this to Shayla after Rav was Nifter. Amalei, so he told Shayla, Hadabach, reverse your position, because your whole position is based on what Rav said. The Hadabay Rav, because Rav himself reversed his position. Amalei, so Shayla said to Rav Asi, Im Isa the Hadabay, if it were indeed true that Rav changed his mind, Lidi have Amalei. He would have publicized it. In fact, I saw a tshuva from the tshuva Mahavad, the son of Noida Yehuda. He says there, regarding an issue where he was told that his father, the Noida Yehuda, reversed himself on opinion. He says, I don't accept it, because if my father reversed himself, he would have publicized it. So if it wasn't publicized, it can't happen. Amalei, and therefore Shayla did not listen to what Rav Asi said. So Gadye, so Rav Asi thought that the thing he now must do is put him to Cherim. Amalei, to when he said to him, so Shayla said to Rav Asi, are you not concerned that I will be angry? And the Farshim say, two pshatim. One is, we know it says that you can't start up with Talmid Chachamim, Kilichasam Lichishas Nachash. You can't start up with them. And the Ben Yoyada says a very nice pshat. Why do you use the word delecta? He says, Loi Dikas, you didn't pay attention properly to Rav said. I know what Rav said. Amalei, so Rav Asi said to him, I'm not worried. And now Isa Behuda, Do Isa Ben Gur Aryeh, Do Isa Ben Gamliel, Do Isa Ben Mahalo, Asita the Nachsh the Loi Raka by Rekva. I'm like copper that doesn't get decayed. And I'm not worried about anything you could do to me. So all the Mefarshim discuss what are all these names about. The Mashah's approach is that he was saying that that all these names represent different positive attributes that he had, and that I have all of these positive attributes. That's the Mashah's pshat. Other Mefarshim I saw explain that he was saying that I have a great yichus. And since I have such a great yichus, I don't have to worry. Others say, interesting pshat, that this is a Gemara that speaks to Gilgal, that my neshama was ready in this world so many times, and since my neshama was in this world so many times, it's a very powerful neshama, I have nothing to worry about. Interestingly, I saw a tshuva from the Noida Yehuda about Gilgal neshamas. We know that the halacha, the minig, is very opposed to being mafana meis, exhuming a corpse from one place to another, only under very specific circumstances. And the reason is, because if you take a meis from his resting place, he has cherdas hadin. He's concerned that they're going to do a din v'cheshmer with him again. So the question that was posed to the Noida Yehuda is, what happens if it's a child? A child doesn't have anything to worry about cherdas hadin, rechman al-tzlan. He was a child when he passed away. Says the Noida Yehuda, since there's a concept of Gilgal Neshamas, so even if this Neshama, when he died, well, the last we saw him was a child, but he might have been a Neshama that was a Gilgal of an adult that has the Cherdas Adin, and therefore the Din of Pinui Hameis even applies to Ketanim. Amalei, so Shayla said to him, Anos Shayla Barvina, Buchtan of Parzala, I'm compared to metal, the Mizber Asisa de Nechasha, that could break copper. Cholosh Rav Asi, and Rav Asi indeed got sick. Alayli b'chamimi, first he had temperature, and the temperature broke. Afuk mekriri, alila b'kriri mechufuk mechamimi. He had fever and chills. The fever he had was because, as we just said, starting up with Talmid Chachamim is lichichasha and lichichas nachash. The cold he had, the chills that he had, I saw the Mefarshim explain, because instead of speaking nicely to Shela and trying to convince him in a nice way that he should, like pouring cold water on him, he took a very strong approach, and that's why he had the chills. Nach nafsh de Rav Asi. And ultimately Rav Asi passed away. Ozel Shela. So now Shela went, Omleit Latvisa, and he said to his wife, Tzavas li zavdasa, prepare for me tachrichim, the leilezel of aleim l'rav, mila eloi. I don't want that Rav Asi should come to the next world, and he'll speak about me disparagingly. Tzavisa li zavdasa, she prepared for him tachrichim, noch nafshe de Shela. And in fact, Shela passed away. Before I should make a number of very interesting observations. Dor HaChaim HaKadosh says that even though life and death is not in our hands, it's in the hands of Hashem. Here, says Dor HaChaim, we see that a tzaddik has the ability to be goyzed even that he should pass away, and they accept what he says. Furthermore, this is a sensitive issue. The Mefarshim say from here we see that under certain circumstances, you could daven for death. There are always questions. Let's say somebody is very ill, terminally ill, and also in great pain. So if instead of davening that he should have a refuah shleima, where it doesn't seem that it's possible, could you be mispalled that he could pass away? From this Gemara, it seems that maybe he could be mispalled that he should pass away. He davened, he asked to pass away from the world. Furthermore, Mefarsh make a very interesting observation. What was Shela concerned about? That Rav Asi will come to the Olam HaEmes, and he'll speak to Rav, but Shela isn't there. So what is this all about? This is the halacha, that we know the halacha is, that one is not allowed to speak to Rav without the other party there. Shela was so concerned, even the Olam HaEmes about it, that he said, I want to be in the Olam HaEmes in order to say it, that Rav Asi and I should both be there speaking to Rav at the same time. So now both Shela and Rav Asi are no longer alive. And says the Gemara, Chaza, the Parach Asim, a high poryal, a high poryal. They used to put Hadassim on top of the coffins, and the Hadassim were going from one coffin to the other coffin. So Amri, the people there, said, Shmamina of the Rabbanim Pais. It's obvious that the Rabbanim made peace between themselves. And that's why the Hadassim are going from one to the X. This Gemara is actually the source for a very interesting question. The question is one allowed to put flowers on a coffin? So Rav Avadya Yosef writes in a tshuva that from our Gemara it seems that it's mutter. He says it's only b'di'evit, because certainly l'chatchil it's also because it's chukas akam, but perhaps b'di'evit it's not osur, because we see that they did it in the time of the Gemara. However, many paiskim, the Mechzalozer, the Shalos Tshuvos Melamed L'Hoyel, take a very strict approach to it. From our Gemara, it does seem that they put Hadassim. So I saw a number of explanations, three explanations. One explanation is that the Mashal says, when the Gemara here says they put Hadassim, it doesn't mean that they put Hadassim. The Tzaddik is compared to Hadassim, as we know from Sukkot. It means that the Tzaddikim were made peace, but not that they actually put flowers. Another pshat that I saw is that in those days they had a real issue, Rachman on Slan, of the bodies of a mace decomposing. And the way to take away any unpleasant odor was by putting on Hadassim. Under normal circumstances, one may not put a flower, only when there's that specific concern. And a third pshat is that at that time there wasn't yet a Chukas HaAkam. It wasn't the minig of the Akam to put on flowers. So if there's no Chukas HaAkam, you're allowed to put on flowers. Now that it became the Chukas HaAkam to put on flowers, so if somebody puts on flowers, it's inappropriate, which is, of course, our minig. Begins the Gemara. By Ravid. Kushi Masha Tista Beziva. We know that if somebody is keeping Zayin the key, if somebody becomes a Zava, so she has to keep Zayin the key. So what would be the halacha if somebody has dam kushi, which we learned in the previous shir, is not considered regular dam? What would be the halacha? Will that person break the Zayin Nikiyim? So let's get the story straight. We have a woman who's pregnant. She saw three consecutive days, Riyah, in days that she could become a Zava. And now, She starts counting the Zayin Nekiyim, and she has dam koshi, dam that came from labor, from the child. Will that break the Zayin Nekiyim or not? So Rashi says, there is no question that the actual day that she sees the dam can't be counted towards the Zayin Nekiyim. The question is, does it break the Zayin Nekiyim altogether, or does it take that one day and take it out of the count? That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim say that the Gemara's question is much more fundamental. That if we're going to learn that Dam Koshi doesn't count, it wouldn't even discount the day that it appeared. Interestingly, the Achronim take this question one step further. As we discussed extensively, and we'll still continue with Mitzvah Shem learning, Dam Shaloi B'Hagosha, if there was Dam without a Hargosha, so Midrash it's not Matame. So the question is, if a woman had Dam Shaloi B'Hagosha during the Zayin Nekiyim of a Ziva, what would that be? Some say that it's even less than Dam Koshi, and if we're going to learn that Dam Koshi doesn't break, or certainly the same will be there. Others say that it's the same. So if Rashi said that certainly that day is not counted, some would say some is the same as Dam Shaloi B'Hagosha. Others say Dam Shaloi B'Hagosha we have to be Machmer on. So again, back to the Gemara. Bar Rava, Kushi Masha Tista B'Ziva. What is the question? Dava Matama Soiser. V'hai Nami Matama B'mei Nida. As we said in the at the beginning of our shiur, we learned in the previous shiur. The Dam Koshi that we're saying is not Matama, as we learned in the Mishnah and the Gemara, is only if it appeared during the Mei Ziva. But if it appeared during the Mei Nida, it will be Matama, it'll make her into a Nida. So it should be considered full-fledged Dam, and it should be able to break the Zayin Nekiyim. Oidil Medover HaGoyim Soiser, only something that could bring about Ziva breaks the Zayin Nekiyim. V'hai Lav Goyim Hu, this is not Dam that breaks that could bring apart Ziva, and therefore, is it considered will it break the Zayin Nekiyim? And in the way I saw the Mefarshim explained the Gemara's question, Mefarshim explained that the Gemara's question is, what is the definition of Dam? Is it Dam that could bring about any Tumah? So this Dam could bring about Tumah, and therefore break the Zayin Nekiyim? Or is it Dam that could bring Ziva? And this Dam can't bring Ziva, so if it can't bring Ziva, it doesn't break the Zayin Nekiyim of Ziva. Amalei, Abaye, so Abaye responds, Oynes b'Ziva yichich. That we learned that when we speak about Ziva, the halacha is that if the Ziva came because of an external influence, so a man won't become a Zav. She'ena Goyim, that dam can't make a man into a Zav. V'soiser, yet if a man has dam Ziva, even if it came by Oynes, it'll break the Zayin Nekiyim. Amalei, so he responded to him, lie. Your reasoning is incorrect. Hai nami goyim hu. Because the halacha is that dam actually could even be goyim tuma. It doesn't only break the Zayin Nekiyim, it could actually bring tuma. The Tanan, we quoted the other day on the Flamen Heyom and Aleph, the Mishnah in Masecht HaZavim. The Mishnah says in Masecht HaZavim, Ra Riyah Rishayna, if somebody had one Riyah, Baikin Isai, we do an examination. Shnia, this is the opinion of Chamim, Bait Kenaisai, Shlishi ain't Bait Kenaisai. Why? Because as we learned, a Zav that has one Riyah is treated like a Balkari. A Zav that has two Riyahs is a full-fledged Zav, needs Zayin Nekiyim. A Zav that has three Riyahs, the halacha is Mechuyiv and a carbon. And the Mishnah said that third Riyah could even be Ba'oinis, if there's a Riyah, he'll be Chayiv a carbon. So you see that Riyah brings about Tumah. So it's not a good Raya. A Riyah, but Oynes brings about Tumah. So ask the Rishonim, but when we learned the Sugya and Daf Lamed Hay, we learned that it was the opinion of Rav Huna that the Riyah, the first Riyah, even if it was not with an external even if it was with an external influence, it makes him to the first Riyah. So we see that the first Riyah already is a Riyah with, even if it's Ba'inus. So the simple pshat is that this Gemara doesn't follow the opinion of Rav Huna. We learned that Gemara, we saw that not everybody agrees with Rav Huna. Another pshat is that even Rav Huna says that the first riyah isn't enough until you have the second riyah. So that riyah is not considered a riyah of ayidei oynus. Says the Gemara, so from here we see that you can't bring a riyah from riyah ba'oynus to riyah b'ziva, to dam kosh b'ziva. Because riyah ba'oynus sometimes brings tumah. It brings a chi of carbon. Masha enkein, however, dam kaishi doesn't bring tumah. Ask the Gemara, but we learned, when we quoted that Mishnah from Masechta Zavim, we learned the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. Ula Rebbe Lezer, the ima af belish shlishi bait g'nesai. That a riyah b'zav never brings any chiyuvim. And if it was a riyah ba'oinis, there wouldn't be a chi of carbon. And yet we see that even Rebbe Lezer, who holds that a riyah ba'oinis doesn't bring any tumah, it still has the ability to break the zayin nekiyim. Hachinami, here too, kiyim d'loigorim, loisasar. Amalei Rebbe Lezer, according to Rebbe Lezer, hachinami. That's clear. That Rebbe Lezer will hold that if it can't bring, it doesn't break. Toshima, ask the Gemara, how could you explain Rebbe Lezer that way? Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Rebbe Lezer says, af b'shlishis, that indeed the third riyah can't be a riyah ba'inus. However, we learned Rebbe Lezer agrees, riyah ain't bait g'nesai. The fourth riyah, that means once the person has been determined to be his of, and he needs zayin nekiyim, it breaks, a riyah even was ba'inus, it breaks the zayin nekiyim. So isn't this a riyah that just like there Rebbe Lezer holds, that the riyah ba'inus doesn't bring tumah, but it breaks the zayin nekiyim? Here too, the dam koishi, even though it doesn't bring tumah, it should have the ability to break the zayin nekiyim. Because my love doesn't Rebbe Lezer mean in that Mishnah that the riyah ba'oinis breaks the zayin nekiyim. Here too, the dam koishi should break the zayin nekiyim. Says, well, that's not what that Mishnah means. Loi, lahai, letumi lahai tumah masa. All it means is that that drop of zov has on a tumas masa. Toshma. So the Gemara quotes a different braisa. The Braisa says explicitly, Rebbe Lezer b'shlishis is the third riyah, Rebbe Lezer I'm a bait g'nesai, because there is no chiyuv carbon on a riyah ba'oinis by Azov. But Revius ain't bait g'nesai. The carbon amount, because Rebbe Lezer says explicitly that a carbon you can't be mechuyiv through a riyah ba'oinis, v'loy l'stira. But you can break the zayin akim with a riyah ba'oinis. Ela Rebbe Lezer. So therefore, according to Rebbe Lezer, we see clearly the Dovish and Agarim Saiser, which means as follows. Just like a Riyah Ba'oinis can make a person in Mechuy of a carbon, or can make a person into a Zov, but it does have the ability to break the Zayin the Kiyim, so too Dam Kaishi, the Gemara is going to say Rebbe Lezer clearly will hold an answer to Rava's question, that even though it doesn't have the ability to bring about Ziva and bring about the obligation of Zayin Nekiyim, once there is Zayin Nekiyim, they break the Zayin Nekiyim. That's clearly Rebbe Lezer's opinion. The Gemara's question is, L'Rabbonim Mai, what would be the opinion of Rabbonim? Toshma, that disagree with Rebbe Lezer. The Rabbonim hold that even a Riyah B'Oinus brings about Tumah, brings about Chiyuv Karbon. That's why you can't bring a Riyah from Riyah B'Oinus to Dam Koishi. Toshma. So Gemara wants to bring Raya from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, the Tani Avudar of Oven, Magarm Loi Zavoi Shiva. Lefikach Soif Shiva. Ziva brings about the Zayin Nekiyim, and that's why it breaks the Zayin Nekiyim. Magarm Loi Kiryo Yoim Echot. Keri brings about the Chiyiv of keeping one day. Lefikach. So if somebody becomes a Balkari during the Zayin Nekiyim, that day is discounted. Says the Gemara, so the Gemara tries to understand what does this Braisa mean to say. My Shiva, what does the Braisa say that the Ziva brings about Shiva? Ilema, the Matama Shiva, if what the Braisa is trying to say is that if somebody becomes absolved, he has to keep Zayin Nekiyim. So the Gemara, that's what the Braisa means to say. Hi my zoyve tamish shiva me boile. Then the wording is difficult. It says garm loy zoyve shiva. He should have said that he's tamish for 7 days. Elav, from here we see that the Brice is trying to teach us, that Dover HaGoyrim, only something that could bring about Siva, is Soyser, only such a Riyah has the ability to break the Zayin Nekiyim. The Dovish ain't a Goyrim, ain't a Soyser, and therefore, here too, Dam Koshi, that doesn't bring about Siva, doesn't break the Zayin Nekiyim. And Amar Abaya, and Abaya summarizes, that the Ketinan, indeed the Halacha is, ain't Koshin, and koshi soisa b'ziva. If the woman became a zava while she was pregnant, and now she's experiencing her zayin nekiyim, and she has dam koshi, that dam koshi doesn't break the zayin nekiyim. And says Abaya, v'mishkach tana da'am soisa, and even if you'll find a brice that will say that dam koshi breaks the zayin nekiyim, so says Abaya, because Abaya says Rabbi Lezer clearly, as we learned 2 moments ago, agrees that any dam ziva could break the zayin nekiyim. We learned the braisa that clearly is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, and he'll hold the dam koshi breaks the zayin nekiyim. Rabbanan will disagree, and they'll hold dam koshi doesn't bring about ziva, and dam koshi doesn't break zayin nekiyim of ziva either. Begins the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Merens Oimer. Ein leid seseres b'ziva. Which means, if a woman was experiencing, again, the Zayin Nekiyim. That means, let's go through the case again. She saw 3 days during her pregnancy. Since she saw 3 days during her pregnancy, she became a Zava. Then she started keeping the Zayin Nekiyim. And during the Zayin Nekiyim, she had the baby. So the question is, would that break the Zayin Nekiyim? So the Mefarshim say, but during the Leida, there was blood. So isn't that blood going to certainly break the Zayin Nekiyim? So there are 2 approaches in the Rishonim. One approach in the Rishonim is that our Gemara is following the approach, the opinion, we've quoted this opinion in the Gemara previously, that Efshel Psichas Kevah B'li Dam. It's possible that there should be a childbirth without any dam. And here there was a childbirth without any dam. And therefore the Gemara is only focused on the Leida. Is the actual Leida experience break the Zayin Nekiyim? There was no dam. Others say that there was dam, but it's dam later, and dam later doesn't bring ziva, and just like dam later doesn't bring ziva, it doesn't break the zayin nekiyim. So again, Tanya Rav Nara Omer ain later seseres b'ziva. Ask the Gemara boilu mashatala. But now we have another question. It doesn't break, but what happens? A halacha that we've been learning Baruch Hashem over and over again. A woman when she has a baby becomes tamei. When she has a baby boy, she becomes tummy for 7 days, no matter what. When she has a baby girl, she's tummy for 14 days. Could those days, which are Yemei Tumma, the Torah Kedosha identifies them as Yemei Tumma, be counted into the Zayin Nekiyim? Abai Omer, Eina Seseris, they don't break the Zayin Nekiyim, but Ve'ena Oila, the Yemei Tumma cannot be counted towards the Zayin Nekiyim. Rav Amar, Eina Seseris, that not only don't they break the Zayin Nekiyim, the oil that we could count it towards the Zayin Nekiyim as well. Amar Rav, so says Rav Menoah Minala, what is the basis for my opinion? Says Rav Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, the Tarak Doisha says, V'acha titar, acha l'kulim, shloi tumma mafsekas benem. There may not be tumma breaking the Zayin Nekiyim. And now let's try to understand what does Rav mean. Yam b'shlama oila hanad loy mafsekas tumma. If we're going to say that the days of the Yemei Tumma not only don't break the Zayin Nekiyim, but if they're clean, could actually be counted towards the Zayin Nekiyim. Hand the Masekas Tumma, that's what the Brice is saying. Ela Yamet Eina Oila Afsek Leleda. So why are we saying that the Tumma doesn't count? We're saying that the Yemei Tumma, because she had a baby, should stop the count. V'abaya Amma, Loch, and Abaya will define. Shlei Tumma Ziva Mafsekas Benem. What the Brice means to say is that Tumma Ziva can't break it. But it has nothing to do with what Leida does or doesn't do. And therefore, since Abaya had a different way of interpreting the Brice, the Gemara gives a different source for Rava. Amar Rava Menor Mila, the Tanya, Mezoiva Veloy Mezniga. That when does Hazai and the Kim get broken, the halacha is if she's a Zov. Then you can't count Zayin Nekiyim. But let's say she has a different type of tumma, a tumma of a tsaras. She has a nega. That doesn't interfere with the Zayin Nekiyu. Furthermore, says the Baraisa, the Zayvim Loim Lidasa. So the Baraisa clearly says that the Leida doesn't interfere with the Zayin Nekiyim. And she could continue with Zayin Nekiyim. V'abaya Amalach. So how does Abaya defend himself? Tanay Chad Mizayva V'loim Niga. The Baraisa is only teaching us, says Abaya, the Halacha, that Nega doesn't have any influence on the Zayin Nekiyim. The Farshim ask a question, how could Abaya argue on a Braisa? So the Farshim say that Abaya knew that the halacha that he was saying was the opinion of Tanoim, as we're going to see, and since it was the opinion of Tanoim, he had the right to reinterpret the Braisa that it should be able to work with those Tanoim as well. Rava Haimai. If we can say that the Braisa is teaching us that the Yemei Leida have no influence on the Zayin Nekiyim. So now we could understand what the Braisa is teaching us, what the Pasuk is teaching us. Either the Itzrich Leleda, we had to teach us this Chiddush, that the Yemei Leda, even though, as we just said a moment ago, are Yemei Tumah, they have no influence on the Zayin Nekiyim, and therefore Tana Nigah to Leda. So the Braisa also taught us the Halacha that if somebody has a Tzaras, it doesn't affect the Zayin Nekiyim of Zav. Eli Amrit. If we're going to say that the entire point of this Braisa is to teach us, that the entire point of this Braisa is to teach us, that we already have a different pasuk to teach us, that we learn from there, so what Rav is saying to Abaya is as follows. You're saying that the entire purpose of this Braisa, of this pasuk, is to teach us that if there's a nega, it doesn't affect the Zayin Nekiyim of Azov, says the Rava, if that's the entire point of that pasuk, I already learned that elsewhere. Vabaya, Sabaya says, no, I need two psukim to teach us that the nega doesn't affect the Zayin Nekiyim. I need one pasuk by male Zov, Chad Bezov, Chad Bezova. I need by Azov and Azov two separate psukim. Why do I need two separate psukim to teach us the same din, that the nega has no influence on the Zayin Nekiyim, the tzricha? I need two psukim. Dikas rechmana bezov. Had the Torah only taught us this halacha by zov, mishum deloy matanim be'oinus. As we said earlier in this year, a man doesn't become a zov if the ria zov came because of an external influence. Avol zova becomes a zova under all circumstances. Emeloy tzricha. Dikas rechmana rov mishum deloy matanim be'riyas k'biyamim. The halacha is that a zova could only become a zova gedayla if she saw Riyas for three consecutive days. Avazov, Azov doesn't have to have 3 days. As long as he had three separate Riyas, Avazov, the Metama, the Riyas Kibiyamim, Eimaloi, maybe his din should be different, Tzricha. So the way Abaya defended himself is that the Pasuk has nothing to do with the influence of the Meleid, of the Meleida on the Zayin Nekiyim. The pasuk is strictly speaking about the din of tzaras affecting the Zayin Nekiyim. And therefore, Abaya still sticks to his opinion, which Abaya says that if there were Yemei Tumah because of a Leida, the halacha is that Einas Aseres, they don't break the Zayin Nekiyim. However, Ena Oila, those days can't be counted towards the Zayin Nekiyim. The Tanya Devasa Titma. We spoke about this in the previous year, that this pasuk teaches us, the Rabbis Espoyalo, that the boil of Yoledis becomes Tumay. Devasa Titma, the Rabbis is Alaylis, that the Tum is not only Tumay by day, but it's even by night. Devasa Titma, the Rabbis is Yoledis, but Vazov, that if a woman was a Zova while she was a pregnant, Shetricha Shetay, Tzayishiv Shiv Nekiyim. My love, Nekiyim Meleda. That the Yemei Tumah have to be over. Says the Mara Loi. The Aloch is that she has to have days that she's clean Midam, but nothing else. From Abai, so therefore Abai says a different source. Minimala, Kimei Nidosa, Kachimei Lidosa. May Mei Nidosa, Ein Ruin Lizuva. A woman can't become a zava during the Mei Nida. As we've mentioned, a woman's life is a cycle of 7 and 11 days. During the 7 days, she could become a Nida, not a Zova. During the 11 days, she could become a Zova, not a Nida. Vain Sphere Shiva, Oilu Mehen. And the Zayin Nakim don't detract from the count of the May Nida. Afi May Lidosash, Ain Ruin Laziva, Ain Sphere Shiva, Oilu Mehen. You can't have Zayin Nakim during the May Tumma of Leda. Rava, so this is a very clear brisa, that during the May Leda, you can't have Zayin Nakim. Rava says that the Yemei Tumah of Leda can even count towards the Zayin Nakim. Rava responds, Hamani Rav Elezer hi. This follows the opinion of Elezer. The Amar Mista Namistasar. That not only is the halacha that she becomes Tameh, they can break the Zayin Nakim. Ask the Gemara, the Chi Donan, Efshir mi Efshir, how can we learn the din of Leda that she could have a baby during the Zayin Nakim from the din of May Nida, where it's impossible to become a Nida Yemei Sfira? In other words, Abaye wanted to compare the two cases, the Yemei Nida and the Yemei Leda. The Gemara says you can't compare the two. Yemei Nida, as we just explained a moment ago, are days that it's impossible to become a Zava. Yemei Leda, you could be a Zav in the Yemei Leda. So how could you compare the two cases? Because Mefarshim explained, there's a sugya throughout Shas, if done an Efshe Mishi Efshe. It's really a Gemara Masech the Pesachim. The Gemara Masech the Pesachim discusses, could you bring a Karm Pesach for Maisa money? And the Gemara Masech the Pesachim says, no, because they didn't bring the Karm Pesach in Mitzrayim for Maisa money. Says the Gemara, you know why they didn't bring it for Maisa money? Because there was no Maisa. They ain't done Efshe Mishi Efshe. Rav Sheshe Sama. Amar Ech Dami. So Rav Dami Ba'ami says, Rav Lezahi, done Efshe Mishi Efshe. He says you can. And therefore, even though, as we just explained, the Yemei Leda and the Yemei Nida are different, you could still compare them. Rav Sheshe Sama, Al-Karchav Hekish and Al-Karchav. This is not just a Leda, it's a Hekish. And as the Mefarshim explained, Ain Adam done Hekish Me'atzma. You can't learn your own Hekish. A Hekish is Misinai. Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to us. And once a Hekish is Misinai, it can't be disputed, even if you have a question. Ikadamri, but there's a different version. Amrav Dumi Bar Ami Amrav Sheshes. Rav Lozahi, Dom Don Eshmi Efsher. Papa Amma, it was a Papa that said Al Karchi Keshwe Kosm. So we learned Kisha Shishloshi Yomim. If she saw Dam for 3 days, and then the Gemara said that it subsided, and we learned, and we'll speak about it more in tomorrow's shir, how much that it subsided, that then we say it's a proof that the dam is the dam from the ziva, not from the child. Ask the Gemara, why would be a halacha? So the Mishnah spoke about subsiding a pain. Ask the Gemara, not only was it subsiding a pain, but there was no dam either. What would be the halacha? Rav Chisda Amar Tameya. Rav Chisda says that she's still considered as if it subsided, and since it's considered that it subsided, we consider the dam that she had, dam ziva, we don't attribute it to the child. Rav Chanina says, when do we say, just to review, that if she saw dam for 3 days, and then it subsided, we learned in the Mishnah Machlokes how long it has to be subsided for, that she attribute the dam to the ziva. That's only if the pain subsided, but not the dam. But if both the pain and the dam subsided, he says that she will be Torah, and we say that the pain was forced labor and had nothing to do with ziva. Amar B'chanina. So B'chanina compares this to a marshal. Marshal Melch Shiyotza. The way to understand this Gemara, it can be compared to a king that's going out, and he always sends his shoulders before him. So here too, when the pain comes, so if there was a subsiding, not only of the pain, but even of the dam, that is proof that the dam had nothing to do with the king. It had nothing to do with the ziva, because everything subsided. And Rechizama Koshkin the boy Chayos Tfei, and therefore she is Tamei. Tanan, Rishu Aimer, we learned in the Mishnah, how long must it subside to be considered that the dam was dam ziva? So Rishua said leila v'yoymai. It has to be a night and then a day. Kaleil Shabbos v'yoymai. Like we find by Shabbos that the day follows the night. Ask the Gemara. Sheshafsa min atzar v'loy min adam. So what we see, Tama, that the reason it is considered that the dam is dam ziva, because there was that the pain subsided v'loy min adam. Hamizah mizah. But doesn't this brisa clearly indicate that if not only the pain subsided, but the dam also subsided, tahira? Isn't this tiyufta Rav Chisda? Amar Rav Chisda, says Rav Chisda, lo mi baya. The way to understand the brisa is as follows. Lo mi baya mizah mizah. Certainly, if both the pain and the dam subsided, that's she's tamei, the paskal lechelis legamri. So we see that the dam had nothing to do with labor and must have everything to do only with ziva. Avil minat tsar v'loy min adam. But if only the pain subsided and not the dam, Eimer, perhaps we should say, k'heicha the dam loy paski, because she nami loy paska, that just like that since she's still bleeding, even though she doesn't experience any more pain, it really is pain. The pain is there, she just doesn't realize. Kamash Malan, that as soon as the pain subsided, we say that the dam is dam ziva. And certainly if both subsided, we say the dam is dam ziva. Says the Mishnah. Tana. Let's say during the 11 days that she could become a ziva, she saw dam for 3 days. And then she subsided for 24 hours. The yolda. And then she has the baby, her razor, you let this bizarre. And now she has to keep Zayin the Kiyim from that ziva that occurred during her pregnancy. Ask the Gemara, hey Chidami, exactly what is the case that we're referring to? Ilema Kiriktani, if it's going to be like the Brisa seems to say, Lamali Shalish, what do you have to have 3 days? Betray Bikushi, if she had 2 days of kushi v'chad b'shofi, v'sagi to make her into azov, el lafach kama. Shloisha, if she had dam for 3 days, and then that completely subsided, the pain or the dam. Or she kofs shnayim, v'sofs meis la'eis, harezo yiladus b'zov, t'durfter of Chanina, who says that even if both subsided, she's going to be tamei. We're going to say that she's tamei, that she's tar. Amalek Rav Chanina loy, loyelam kriktani. The afgav the maskel kishi bishlishi. Even though the third day she had pain, the sofs meis leis, but once it subsided for 24 hours, tfeya lafukim Rav Chanina, who says that once on the third day we treat it as ziva.